What's going on, family? T Weezy in the building. Honestly, today I got to talk about my people, the melanated brother and sister, especially the ones who are professional athletes. I got a problem with y'all, and here's why. So, one day, you know, me and my brother, he plays for Fayetteville State University, wide receiver. Me and him talking about, talking about politics and stuff. But then we got to the topic about whether it was right for me to get all this money, as if I was a professional athlete, of course. And, you know, claim I'm doing a good deed for my community, but you think about it, how would I be doing a good deed for my community, bringing them a football camp, such and such, so and so, but yet these kids grow up and don't know anything about themselves. That's a big problem. If I'm sitting here, got all this money, and I have another kid trying to follow in my footsteps, trying to throw on the ball, catch it, whatever, but he don't even know how his body operates, don't even know why he's on this living organism called Earth, that is a fucking problem. I don't care what you say. And then furthermore, we got into it because I said, I don't think LeBron James and people, of high status in sports are doing enough. And he said, how? He has schools. And okay, he has schools, but what's the curriculum in that school? What is he teaching those kids in that school? He can be a black suit all they want to, you know, all he wants to be. But if you still got false history in that school, excuse me. If you still got false history in that school, who's the bad guy? Well, it ain't what you call the white man. It ain't the people that you've been trying to, you know. It's not them, it's you. Look, in the USA, money is power. And why I say USA, because that's the only thing people here worry about. Nobody cares about respect. Nobody cares about morals, principles, none of that. If you ain't got money, you're not respected. That's sad. It's pitiful. So, like I was saying, I think that's dead fucking wrong to have kids trying to follow in what you're doing and you're not trying to inform them on what's going on in this fucking world. And I was once one of those kids who wanted to play football, wanted to play basketball, and I played all them sports. But when I took time and realized the shit that was going on in front of me, when I really opened my eyes or had the veil lifted from my eyes, I seen the bullshit that was going on. I seen all of that. I seen the bullshit. Everything here is bullshit, bro. And personally, I can't do it. I can't sit here and act like everything's okay here when it's not. There's no way a kid or anybody in that case, whether you are very melanated or not, you should not grow up not even knowing how your body operates. Look at how that sounds, people. I'm out here not knowing what the left side of my brain does, not knowing what the right side of my brain does, not knowing what I'm supposed to put in my body, what I'm not supposed to put in my body, when I'm supposed to sleep, how to shit, how to piss properly. All these things, people, some people don't even know, but they worried about running a fucking football, dribbling a basketball, putting a fucking golf ball. You are fucking crazy, bro. You are fucking crazy. If you think that you're going to get anywhere in life, fuck the money. You can have all the money in the world. But when you don't have knowledge of self, that is a fucking problem. Everybody else in the world knows something about themselves, knows something about their history. You, on the other hand, don't know shit. All you know is your grandma, possibly your great-grandma, if she's still living, if she ain't got cancer, oops. Your mama, if she ain't dead and gone, your daddy, he probably ain't there anyway. That's the only thing you know. And then the next thing you get introduced to is a fucking football, a sport, or possibly a gang. But I can tell you this. I know gang members who told me something I needed to know. And no, I'm not with the whole killing and goddamn and drug dealing, even though some organizations ain't like that. But it's sad that I learned some God body knowledge through what you call a gang member. But I couldn't learn that from a church. Couldn't learn that from an athlete. But I learned it from somebody who was looked at in the eyes of millions as a dumbass. When they knew something I wasn't even taught in school. But yet you out here talking about some LeBron built schools. How? Built schools for who? If anything, he's fucking putting 100-pound fucking chain links on his own people. You dragging them underneath with you. All that money don't mean shit. Not to me anyway. I'll rip that shit in your fucking face. Because it's sad people. Look, I'm going to give you a good example. Hey, listen to this shit. Why is it that when you go outside and you see a quote unquote homeless person, you see them strung out on drugs, but they're the happiest people on earth. Homeless people are the happiest people on earth. Why? Because they don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to stress about how they're going to get to work, if their car going to start up, if they going to get enough money on their paycheck to pay for their kids' foods, if they can put clothes on their back, on their children's back. That's the problem. They took people who were close to nature and put them in a system and started fucking up their brain. So now they're depending on money, another man, for everything. Hear me out. A bird does not worry about how it's going to eat tomorrow. It just knows it's going to eat tomorrow. Hear me out. And on the other hand, you got people who are 30 years old, 40 years old, 50, 60, dying from diseases. But it's homeless people on the street doing drugs, and they've been out there for about 20 years, and they're as fine as they can be. Probably ain't never went to a hospital. Been out on the streets for 10, 20 years. But yet, somebody who goes to the hospital, goes to get checkups, gets a doctor's prescription, goes to CVS pharmacy, take them pills, go to work, stress out, argue, yell, get drunk. That's when you know it's a problem, because those are the people dying, the ones who work, who are stressed out. But most of y'all won't get that though, because y'all so fucking stuck in the system, it's too late for y'all. And I ask if anybody listening to this feels some type of way, just leave. You ain't gotta treat me like nature boy and have false accusations, none of that shit. Just get the fuck out. Just get on my podcast. Because this podcast here is for truth. And I'm not sugarcoating shit. Because it's a damn shame that there's people still out here chasing a bag and not trying to fix fix what's wrong. In order to build anything, you have to destroy. You gotta destroy within your own first. You have to. So like I said, I don't care how much LeBron say he doing this, or people saying they have free football camps, free basketball camps. That shit don't mean a fucking thing. You giving out free book bags. You still sending them. You fucking giving them the necessary tools to be dumber. Exactly what you're doing. These kids, look, in school, bro, I didn't learn a fucking thing, bro. I took what I had to learn, and I used it for what was necessary. Math is necessary. English is you know improve on your writing and talking skills, but other than that, history and all that shit, that's bullshit. You taking fucking what's it called? Not even SATs. What's it called in Virginia? The test shit. Fucking I don't know, but yeah, we out here taking tests and shit on shit that nobody fucking cares about. It's men out here, boys. Correct. There are boys out here who are want to be grown, who don't even know how to fix a fucking tire. You got your girl pumping gas. You don't open the door for your girl. You call your girl a bitch. But you thugged out. You that nigga though, right? You that nigga. But your girl putting food on the table. You sitting back in the house chilling, laughing. Looking at ESPN. You got the kids on the fucking tablets running around and shit. They don't know nothing either. Just as dumb as your stupid ass. That's backwards as fuck. In other continents, if they see that shit going on, they will self-destruct. Because that's sad when you don't know shit, your girl don't know shit, then the child you bringing here don't know shit. And since you ain't know shit to help your finances or make sure y'all was good, your child grow up not knowing shit. So you get mad at your child, kick him out the house. I don't know why you get mad at him. When you bring anything into this world, when you get a puppy. Look, this is how fucked up people here in the USA are. When you have anything that is in its youth ages, you train it. You don't wait till it turn 18, 19, 20 years old and say, well, I don't know why he started doing it. Are you serious? You brung something in this world, didn't teach it anything, and you want to know why it's acting the way it's acting. Come on now. Now y'all see what I'm talking about. Y'all see what I'm saying. And then you getting mad at your child or your daughter for out here being a hoe. Went on that damn tablet and phone they had, showing them all this shit, but you ain't take it upon yourself to try to teach your kid, take the tablet away, teach your child the right knowledge. Boy, I forgot. Wait, hold on. I can't even blame you. I gotta blame your goddamn grandma, your mama. Because your mama ain't know no damn better either, so she bring your stupid ass in this world not knowing shit. And then you ain't take it upon yourself to at least learn something, because you like, damn, well, I don't want my kids to act like this. So, you know, you don't do shit. You go work for the man. Work, 9 to 5. Get off, get mad. Go back to work. Get sick, you call them. They, you can't do what? Oh, okay, bye, boom. Find another job, boom. Same process, over and over. And then there's people out here who really think you're supposed to work and die. Seriously, bro. There are people out here who say, yeah, well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna work here 40 years and pass it on to my child, and he'll work. And bro, you sound stupid as hell, bro. If you gonna work, save some money and take that shit somewhere else where you can live. You can learn how to farm That's one thing we need to do. Learn how to farm. Grow your own shit. If that shit ain't coming from out the ground, you do not need to be eating it at all. It's processed. It's GMO. It's all that. It's not natural. It's not coming from a living organism. It's not coming from Earth. So you shouldn't eat it. But I forget. I love my Cheetos. Come on, bro. I fall victim to it too, but there is a such thing as balance. That's another thing. You cannot expect to be healthy and eat everything unhealthy. And don't even try to add something to your, you know, to what you're eating. And even if you can't stop eating bad stuff, don't eat. Like I said, there's people out here who think if you don't eat for a day, you're going to die. If you don't eat for a couple days, you're going to die. Like, come on, people. Well, then again, I got to go back to you and your Bible. Or didn't Jesus fast 40 days, 40 nights? But it's impossible, though. I can never argue with somebody who has no common sense, no logical sense. Y'all people don't think. Y'all just, all y'all do is go on TV, look at what the next person got, try to portray as that person, try to get what that person get. If you don't get it, you get upset, then you start hating, stealing, and killing. That's what that TV shit lead to. Y'all watch what everybody else got. And you say, oh, I want that too. It's fine to have things, but when you sit there and try to, when you sit there and envy someone, now you're thinking wrong, bro. Get what you gotta get, make the money you gotta make, go somewhere else, live, not go get some money to live. And I'm gonna say one more thing, and this is another example right here. And maybe you can answer it for yourself. Why is it that when any athlete makes some money and they go broke, they want to go play the sport again for another couple of years? Why? Because they themselves don't even know how to spend the money they're making. Money don't make you happy. You can make $35 billion. You won't be happy. If that money ain't gone, that money gonna be gone any way you look at it. You cannot keep that money forever. But what you can keep is your fucking wisdom. You can keep your soul. And you can go live. Keep memories. Go live, bro. You worried about if you gonna have $3 million, share some of that money. Make it so that people can get out if they want to. Why are you so stuck on staying in America? Why? You paying fucking $5,000 rent. Condos. You paying $900 rent. Not included the water, trash removal. And your check ain't nothing but $500 every 2 weeks. Then y'all go file for EBT, food stamps, government assistance. Like, come on, like, with that $900, you can send that shit to another country. That shit can triple. You rent somewhere, like me. I've been looking at places like Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Rent cheap as fuck, right near the ocean. Fruits grow right there in your face. You ain't gotta go to no store and pay for fruit. Just you can plant your little fruit or go about picking it. Or you can just go plant it and eat right there and chop free of charge, right from earth. But you poor though. God give you all this green earth, and you let somebody put a system on you to make you think that if you ain't got money, you ain't nobody. Listen to how that sound. I just want y'all to think about that. Just think about it. I'll see y'all later, man.